Welcome to the Captain's Run with Cameron Smith. SEN 1170 in Sydney, SENQ 693 Brisbane, SEN 620 on the Gold Coast. Or listen live on the SEN app. Download the SEN app at the App Store or Google Play Store. Listeners, belatedly, they can tune into the podcast belatedly on Spotify or Apple. And give us a follow on Instagram, SEN League, TikTok, all of the different social media apps. Huge show today. We're breaking down all the recent news in league. We'll talk about the Bunnies, the Dolphins. We'll talk about review round one. We'll talk about basically the huge clashes coming up this week. Plus, we've got the great Scotty Drinkwater coming on the show and Tai Tuivasa, the big names. They've given us the big names this week, Smithy.
Big names, Kempy. Great to be back week two for the Captain's Run. What a lovely weekend of football it was. Well, I don't know how you went, mate, but my tipping, my goodness. How did you go? Let's be honest.
I want to be honest. My opinion is this. Yep. If you went well in tipping this week, you don't know rugby league. That's my opinion.
You actually don't know what you're talking about?
Yeah. Because what the hell? And I need to say that because otherwise my credibility comes into question because I was absolutely disgraceful at tipping this weekend.
Yeah. No, I was. I was too. Or you're either you've jagged a few or like a couple of my kids, we've got our little family tipping system. One of my kids, they forgot to put their tips in. So they got all the, like a lot of the away teams won.
Oh, okay. So they
automatically get the away side.
Oh, wow.
So they picked up like five, I think, or six out of the eight. It's just, anyway, I was a little bit dirty, but you know, I'm a competitor.
I haven't seen it really spoken about much in the league circles, but isn't it a good sign for rugby league that six, I think it was either five or six, or maybe six of the eight underdogs won round one.
I think that was the case, mate. A lot of the favourites were beaten. So, a few upsets. You'd probably say a few maybe 50-50 calls, but as far as the punters were concerned with the betting, it wasn't the favourites round. The only three I got cows. I backed Melbourne, and although I was very nervous when they let us know that Cam Munster wasn't playing. And Parramatta. They're the only three I got.
Mate, I got...
Shocking.
I got Storm. I backed your boys in.
Man.
But I mean, if I'm being honest, if I hadn't known Cam Munster wasn't playing, I wouldn't have backed you in. Apologies.
Right.
So that was just kind of fluky.
That's okay.
And I got the Cowboys. And I tipped the Titans, but I actually put money on the Dragons to win 13+. So make of that what you will.
You were just covering bases, mate.
pretty much. I'll use the excuse that I didn't want to move the markets too much. That's why I didn't say 13+ for the Dragons. I'll use that excuse. Before we, start the show, we would just like to send our condolences to Billy Slater and his family. Lost his brother-in-law. Who passed away whilst saving his daughter.
Yeah, really, really sad story, this. I found out Monday morning, so this absolute tragedy happened Saturday afternoon up in the Mackay area where Billy's sister Sheena and her family live. And they were just out in the water. They live very close to the dam where Ryan tragically passed away. And it's their regular place where they just go for family outings. I rang Billy and spoke with him, and he just said, "Look, it's just absolutely tragic circumstances given the situation. You know, it's somewhere that they spend a lot of time with the kids growing up. They got four little girls, and it was just they were out in the water, and just a sequence of events really led to." Ryan and his eldest daughter falling in the water, and unfortunately, a bit of weather blew up and it blew the boat away from where they'd fallen in the water. The boat couldn't be started, and heroic efforts really from Ryan in the end, to stay afloat as long as he could to save his daughter, but eventually, he ran out of energy. Some jet skiers come along a little bit later, and I don't know how. It was a miracle that the little girl was still afloat. Unfortunately, Ryan went under and subsequently passed away. So really tragic events, and we send our condolences out to Sheena, who is Billy's sister, but the wife of Ryan. They're four little girls who have lost their dad and the entire Craig family up there in Mackay. So, yeah, tragic, tragic way to start the show, but yeah, we just want to send our best wishes to everyone involved.
Absolutely, absolutely. Okay, so let's get into the rugby league, shall we? Smithy, what did you feel was the grittiest win of the weekend?
Oh, grittiest win. Oh, mate, look, I can't go past Melbourne. I really can't. I, if you looked at the scoreline purely without seeing the game, you'd probably think, well, geez, that must have been an ordinary 80 minutes of football. But it was actually high quality, high intensity. There's a lot of ball movement from both footy sides. I thought Penrith they were a little bit clumsy at times. Both teams put the ball down, but you expect a little bit more from the Panthers. Now, maybe I spoke about this last week, Kempe, in our show, that there might be a little bit of a hangover, a bit of fatigue coming back from the north of England, but there was a little bit of time to get over it. They certainly weren't at their best, I must admit. Although, you can't take anything away from Melbourne, particularly their goal line defence. Now, in the second half alone, I think it was just in the second half, the Penrith Panthers had seven sets inside the Melbourne 20 metre zone. So it's 42 tackles that Melbourne had to make on their try line. Now, how many times do you see Penrith, be stopped from that range? Very, 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 very rarely. I think this is the only time they've been held scoreless since 2022. And that was actually against Melbourne. But in that particular game, I think they'd rested about 11 players leading into the final series of that year. But I think most definitely that's the grittiest effort. We've seen plenty of other teams with better performances, but as far as, digging in and really winning a game, probably when they shouldn't have, I think you can't go past the Storm.
Yeah, that was an incredible gritty win, and that record, it's got to be as good as any record in rugby league, the 22, 23 years, round one. I was thinking about it over the weekend, and I think obviously this isn't a factor or anything, but it's a real measurement of if Bellamy can get full control over the training methods, the pre-season, everything like that, where he has full control. Because obviously in season, you lose a lot of control as a coach. It just, things happen and whatever. Whereas I think that it's real good, it's strong evidence to suggest if Bellamy can be given good control over his squad, know who's going to be there for that game, etc. He's probably the best coach ever to do it.
Yeah, I think so. And the mate, what happens in round one with Melbourne is just they're extremely fit. Even if they don't come out and play their best footy, they're always well prepared physically, which I think that was. There's no other reason why they were able to get that done the other night. Given the amount of ball that Penrith had, though, Penrith had plenty of opportunities to win that match and put them away, but they just couldn't. There was always someone there with that desperate last tackle or. Plenty of times that Penrith were able to get overlaps on the Melbourne Storm, get outside their wingers, but then you had someone looping around the back and making that last little ditch effort to make a tackle in the corner. So, and particularly when you're taking out a couple of big names. Now, they knew Nelson Asofa Solomona wasn't going to be there, but a late sort of scratching of Cam Munster as well. I think a lot of people thought, well, that's just going to be too hard for Melbourne. But they keep the streak alive, mate. That's 22 years that they haven't dropped a round one match, and they had a good turnout. It was a great turnout. No AFL in town for that game in Melbourne, so they had a free shot, just league only, and they had a nice crowd there to get that win in front of.
Another gritty win I want to talk about, Sharkies.
Yes.
Wow. Yes. I mean, going over to New Zealand, and they were the fourth best defensive side last year. Best attacking side last year. So we know they can attack. Everyone knows they can attack. But their defense, if there was one game you could look at the Sharkies and say, that's a Craig Fitzgibbon coach side, I feel like it was against the Warriors.
Yeah, well, if you think back a couple of years ago, mate, where what did they finish, third or fourth in 2022? I think it was
second.
Fourth. Second. And then they went out in straight sets, but let's forget about those two finals matches. But the reason why they finished second was because of their defence. And they defended a lot like what I was just talking about with Melbourne in round one, where they were very, very hard to penetrate their line, particularly when they were defending their try line. A couple of teams scored some sort of longer range tries on them, but when they got down in your end, they just bunkered down. They bunkered down and made themselves really hard to score against. So the way they went across there and the way they went about winning that match was really impressive. Maybe they were listening Maybe they were listening to my comments last week when I said, oh, they might slide.
Mate, I think, you know what,
Fitzy said, hey, boys, yep, have a listen to Smithy. Yep. He's written us off. No, but they, because, like, if you think about, like, the first half, mate, like, I think in the first 40 minutes, the possession rate was 85% to the Warriors.
Like, crazy.
Sharks had no ball.
Yeah.
They conceded two tries. They were down 12-0 early, and you just think, well, this is going to be a really hard week. Like, that's one of the harder road trips in the entire competition going over against New Zealand, particularly after the way they finished last year, and there's a lot of support for them over there. But to come away with a win like that was that they've got to be extremely happy with that result.
Now, we've got our opening text, which is, this is what I want to start my day with. I should actually put this on the thing. Time for me to switch off. Smithy, even you are not good enough to raise the level of the team you have around you. Kemp, you are an artificial intelligence that is lacking the intelligence. You are like a vacuum cleaner. You make a lot of noise and you suck. That is... oh, that's great.
That's a roasting.
Oh, that is great stuff. That is really good stuff. Make sure to text in. We've got some more texts here we'll get to after the break about the short dropout, about a record win from Bulldog Bob. So we're going to head to a break. After the break, we've got plenty more rugby league to talk about. AJ Brimson was a success in the centres, plus Canberra defeat the Knights 28-12.